Good morning, dear colleagues, dear radio listeners and TV viewers, all those who are watching us in Brussels. The North Atlantic Council has arrived to Lithuania to discuss security issues to focus on regional threats. So we now start a press conference by the President and NATO's Deputy Secretary General. First of all, short statements will be made, and then you will pose questions. Good morning, everyone. Today, for the first time, the North Atlantic Council ambassadors are visiting Lithuania for a series of meetings to discuss the main threats to Lithuania, to the region, and that is the best to be done precisely on the spot. As you see, we have declared today a day of mourning. Mourning has been also declared across all of the Europe and the world, all those who know the value of human life. So we also are discussing terrorism, the brutal attacks in Brussels, inexcusable, unjustifiable acts of terror, and we are forced and we will respond adequately and in adequate measures. That's what we discussed with ambassadors, and NATO will have to search for possibilities and ways to be more active in fighting terrorism. And it will be among the main matters to be discussed what we will do at the NATO summit in Warsaw. So today we discuss the issues in the region, the threats arising to our region, also to all the Baltic states. First of all, we spoke about the Russian military doctrine, which is directed against Lithuania and all NATO countries, about the military might that Russia demonstrates across the region and its unpredictable behavior. Also about the huge military buildup on our borders, and these forces are ready to attack. So we will seek more defense and deterrence measures. We will seek to agree that in each Baltic state there would be more an increased presence of NATO troops, a battalion in each Baltic state, also brigade-sized military equipment unit. We also will seek anti-missile and air defenses that should prevent military isolation of the Baltic states and the region. Also, we need to renew our defense plans. They have to be tailored to the changing situation. It is also necessary to accelerate the decision-making process, which should ensure a more rapid and adequate response by NATO to aggression. Our interest that is common to all is to have a NATO that is well prepared, fit, and ready to react adequately to the threats that arise. We want to have a strong alliance, and it will be so when all of its member states will be strong and when we will be able to ensure the security of each allied nation. Therefore, Lithuania has made the necessary steps. Each year we are increasing our defense spending. We have reestablished a conscript army, and last year we established a rapid response force in Lithuania. We are upgrading our military forces, so we are doing our homework, and we hope that in Warsaw we will be able to make joint decisions, common decisions that will be useful for all the countries, the region, and that will ensure the security of all allied nations. Thank you.
President Grybauskaitė, it's great to be back in Lithuania. On behalf of the North Atlantic Council, I thank you for your warm welcome and for Lithuania's strong commitment to the alliance. And as a resident of Brussels, let me also thank you for the solidarity you've expressed today. Next week will mark 12 years since Lithuania joined NATO, alongside your Baltic neighbors and four other allies. And in this relatively short time, you've made major contributions to our shared security. Lithuanian troops help build security in Afghanistan and Kosovo. You host the Energy Security Center of Excellence here in Vilnius. And your commitment to boost defense spending in the years ahead shows great leadership. You also boost the alliance's defense and deterrence by hosting a NATO force integration unit, the small headquarters that were one of the decisions taken at the Wales Summit. This small headquarters links Lithuanian and multinational allied forces. It will help us deploy quickly for exercises or in response to real threats, if that becomes necessary. This is part of the alliance's adaptation to a new and more challenging security environment. Here in Vilnius, the North Atlantic Council is assessing how far we have come and what more we need to do, looking to the Warsaw Summit in July and beyond. And we have discussed in depth some of the key issues for Warsaw, including the question of enhancing the forward presence, together with more effective capacity for reinforcements. This afternoon, we will visit the military training area at Rukla, where Lithuanians and Americans are training side by side, and German troops will rotate in next month. This is a concrete example of Europe and North America standing strong together and demonstrating a transatlantic commitment to Lithuania's security. 26 years ago this month, Lithuania declared its independence from the Soviet Union. Today, Lithuania is in NATO, and NATO is in Lithuania. And together, we're committed to ensuring you will never lose your freedom again. Thank you very much, and I look forward to your questions.
Your questions, please, and Baltic News Agency first.
Mr. Vershbo, yesterday, Russian Foreign Minister called for to unite efforts to fight terrorism and to end what he called geopolitical games. Do you think that after Brussels attacks, the cooperation between NATO and Russia could change in some way?
Madam President, do you think that cooperation between Russia and NATO may become more intensive after such terrorist attacks, and would it pose a threat of diverging attention from other regions, such like Ukraine?
Would like to cooperate more with Russia against terrorism, but there's a number of questions. First of all, we've been asking ourselves ever since Russia's intervention in Syria whether Russia is really committed to fighting the same enemies that we are, because it seemed to us that the objective of Russia's intervention was more to support the Assad regime than to go after Daesh. But clearly, Russia itself faces threats of terrorism from within, in the North Caucasus in particular. So I hope that the diplomatic contacts underway can bring our positions closer together. But Russia also poses this question as if we should cooperate against terrorism and end our measures that have been taken in response to their aggression against Ukraine. And we're not going to make any kind of trade-off. Russia has undermined the basic principles of the European security system with its aggression. And even if we can collaborate more against terrorism, we're not going to abandon our firm response to that aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in particular.
The common threats that we face are truly common, that they cannot overshadow other problems that we observe in the behavior of Russia. We cannot exchange one threat for not seeing other problems. Your question concerned the overshadowing the security problem of our region, so we will not allow this to happen. Our concerns will not be overshadowed, and we will do everything that the security of our region will be ensured by all possible means. We are ready to cooperate with those who have fight terrorism, truly fight terrorism, and not those who only speak about it. Is Europe not too passive in fighting terrorism? The president has said that we should react to war with war. So by what means? I will begin. Yes, Europe delays its response after the terrorist attacks in Paris. We see that the declarations adopted have not become a reality, and the situation is now very similar in Brussels because of the shortcoming of exchange of information and cooperation. So Europe is late in doing things. NATO should contribute to this process, and I believe that the Warsaw Summit will deal with ensuring the security and also with the issue of how NATO countries could participate in fighting terrorism, because terrorism is a crime, and we have to fight crime with adequate measures. We should stop lamenting and whining about human rights. We have to protect human lives. We have to protect our people, and that is our main objective, and also that of the Alliance.
Well, clearly we need to do more in light of the tragic attacks yesterday, but also the other recent attacks in the United States and in Europe. The coalition is trying to degrade and destroy ISIL at its source in the Middle East. Clearly, we have a ways to go, and efforts need to be stepped up there, and all the allies are contributing in one way or another to that coalition. But we also have to strengthen our collaboration among our law enforcement agencies and intelligence services so we can track down and stop the terrorist networks in our own countries from carrying out further attacks of the kind that hit Brussels this week. NATO isn't always the first responder when it comes to terrorism, but I think there's ways that we can support the efforts of the European Union, of our member states. We can do more to be a facilitator of intelligence sharing on terrorist threats. We can also be part of the international effort to go to the root causes of the terrorist threats, both in our own countries, but also in our neighborhood, by helping countries that are facing radicalization, facing instability prompted by terrorist networks, to build their capacity to fight these enemies within their own countries. That's one thing that I hope will be an important area of decision-making for the Warsaw Summit, for NATO to step up its efforts in defense capacity building for our neighbors, especially in the Middle East and North Africa, so that they can be better equipped to fight the spread of terrorism on NATO's doorstep.
Thank you. And last question, Latvian television.
Solvita Denisa Lipnitz, Latvian Public Television. Does NATO have plans to improve strategic communication in the meaning of defense of informational space?
We certainly are taking the strategic communications challenge very seriously. The effects of Russian propaganda and disinformation was something we discussed here today with, especially with Foreign Minister Linkavičius. And clearly, we very much value the work of the Strategic Communications Center of Excellence in Riga. NATO is already seriously engaged in this effort. We have put out many bits of information trying to debunk the Russians' false narrative about Ukraine and about the whole history of NATO-Russia relations over the last 25 years. We're working closely with the European Union, which is stepping up its strategic communications efforts as well with the establishment of the East Stratcom office downtown. Clearly, disinformation is one of the important tools of hybrid warfare that we need to do better to equip ourselves to defeat and to prevent it from having destabilizing effects on our own countries and on some of the countries in between NATO and Russia. So yes, indeed, strategic communications has to be a very high priority for the alliance in the period ahead.
Thank you.
And the last question.
The President briefly mentioned that about missile defense and air defense, which the Baltic states need to improve. How can NATO contribute? How can allies contribute in these areas?
Well, first of all, as we look at our future defense and deterrence posture, it is indeed going to be very important what each of the member countries can do for themselves to strengthen their home defense forces, their own resilience against hybrid and cyber attacks. And so I think working with the NATO defense planners to determine what are the best ways that countries like Lithuania can contribute to their own defense, but also to the integrated air and missile defense capabilities of the alliance. This is something that could also benefit from closer collaboration with individual members of the alliance who may be able to work with Lithuania and other countries to help them acquire in a more efficient way the necessary capabilities to strengthen the home defense forces. So these are things that are very much a subject of active work within the alliance.
Thank you. Thank you.